It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, this is our fifth and final week of a series focused on the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. Pleased to be joined on the telephone today by District 4 Supervisor John Gray. Supervisor Gray, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, BJ.
So District 4, you have kind of a unique district and where it all covers. So where is your jurisdiction?
Well, it's the largest district. We have 660,000 acres in the 4th district. It goes all the way up to Tioga Pass, about 58% of Yosemite National Park. It takes into a portion of Lake Don Pedro and portions of the highway south of 108 up to Rancho Piquitas area. So it's a very large district and interesting to cover because we have a number of different interests within that district.
You know, it seems like we've been hearing about some proposed development projects for District 4 more and more. What are some of the biggest projects right now going through the review process?
Definitely the busiest district. We have a project down at Yosemite Junction of 108 and 120 that's been in the works for quite some time. Prior to COVID, there had been some uptick in movement there. That particular project has some residential lots, primarily a timeshare project with a lodge and a visitors bureau, also a golf course. So it's been on the books for a long time, and it's kind of a stop and go depending on the economy. And with the uptick of the economy, the interest has started there. Going up the highway further, we have a new one that, well, it's not really new. It's probably 35 years old of a piece of property. It's interesting what was formerly called the Scar property. That proposal right now would be about 200 guest suites, pool, event space, a lodge, outdoor theater, restaurant, store, and library. But at this point right now, it's going through the initial study checklist to see how things fall in relationship to the significant thresholds. I want to make it clear to everybody out there that the county doesn't dream up these projects. We're obligated by law to review projects that are brought to the county. So it may seem like it's something that may be pie in the sky, but it's not our job to tell people what they could do with their property until it goes through the development process. So. You know, like I said, this is something that's been looked at for a long time, and just a kind of a new concept, somewhat scaled down for what was happening in the future. Moving through Groveland here, we have a new outdoor adventure project that has been passed by the Planning Commission. It's at Hell's Hollow 120. It consists of outdoor activities, a zip line, a rope course. Prior to COVID, that was going to get started, so we'll see how that moves forward. Just a few miles up from Hell's Hollow, we have a project that was approved a few years ago. It's called the Holcomb Cattle Company Project, and it's at the intersection of 120 and Freddie Road East. And it's a sweet cabin type project that had a small hotel, and again, this is an approved project, and there is actually some construction activity going on to that project right now. Then we have a couple new ones that the draft EIR have been completed. It's called Terravai. It's about a 200 unit hotel with out cabins and other improvements, a store and swimming pool. That draft EIR is under review right now by the county, and it should go to the Planning Commission sometime this year, I believe. And then just across the street from that is what's called Under Canvas. It's a 150-plus unit tent camping facility. Again, the draft ERR has been completed for that project, and it's keeping the CRA department very busy because these are big projects and take a lot of work. Also, just down the road from that is a major expansion of the Berkeley summer camp. That camp was completely destroyed during the Rim Fire, and I was up there just the other day, and quite a bit of work is being done. It's going to probably triple in size for the camp area. Quite a few improvements, a bigger dining hall, and things like that. It's one that's fully underway. And in that same area, we have what's called Yosemite Lakes RV and cabin destination resort. They're looking at doing some additional work there. So all in all, it's all centered around visiting Yosemite, and it's going to create a lot of economic, if it all goes through, a lot of strong economic possibilities there with jobs that they create.
Yeah, it sounds like there has been a lot of definitely some economic development interest in that corridor there. How do you feel the economy has been holding up recently in the South County?
Well, it's been very, very difficult. The lodging industry and the restaurants have taken a tremendous hit, and that's primarily what we have here. With this just recent health order change where the limitations of going in with cleaning crews, not having to wait 24 hours, and it's down to 3, should help. But again, we're going to be going into winter season. You always see a downturn. But I do know that there has been additional interest of people wanting to get into the park when it's open. So it's my understanding that the park will reduce some of the restrictions as far as reservations in the near future. I don't have that officially, but it's just a rumor that they are looking at that. So I would think that we'd probably have a good, pretty good October, November, and the park is a really nice place to visit in the winter too. You know, it's always quiet, but very beautiful. So if we can get more restaurants open full time, I think it would be very, very helpful. But it's a struggle, like it is everywhere in the county.
Yeah, maybe some people who couldn't get the reservation early on will look now at the fall to visit out to Yosemite and pass through the district there.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening. I do see a little bit more activity in the town just when the smoke clears. You know, I mean, we've had some really hits here with the park being completely closed. It's just a double hit. You know, and then the air quality. I know of a lot of lodging businesses that had reservations canceled just because of the smoke. So let's get the smoke cleared out. Let's get the park open, and hopefully we'll be doing better.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Supervisor John Gray, who represents District 4 on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment will be coming up in just a minute.